So the psalmist today wrote that the Lord is kind and merciful. And one way that you guys will see this today is that Father was on vacation, so the homily is probably going to be a little shorter. In the second reading, that letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians, we hear this really important concept, this really important idea. St. Paul is teaching us that what comes from this earth, what comes because we are descendants of Adam, that's the earthly things. But then on the other side of the equation, we have the things that come from God. These are the heavenly things. So what comes from this earth are earthly, what comes from God are heavenly. The thing is that these things are not united until Christ comes on this earth, because he unites these earthly and heavenly things into one, because he is here. One of the things that I prayed with on vacation, because we are still supposed to pray on vacation apparently, is this line from the first letter of St. Peter, right at the beginning, three verses in. It says, "Praise be God the Father, who in his great mercy has given birth to new hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." That's what's at the core of our Christian faith, this resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because when he did that, he took what was human and elevated it so that it can touch those things that are heavenly. That is why it is so wonderful to be a Christian and to follow Jesus Christ, because we can touch those heavenly things through Jesus Christ. But it's a call to be greater. And so we see this demonstrated in the first reading and in the gospel. In the first reading, we see David, who probably has every justification to drive a spear through Saul's head. Saul, even though he's the anointed king, he's treating David very poorly. He keeps chasing after him because of some jealous rampage that he's on. And David, he has this opportunity to strike at him. But instead of wielding this earthly justice for Saul, what he does is he leaves him there, because he's been anointed by the Lord. He's their leader for better or for worse. And David wasn't going to mess with those things that have been anointed by his heavenly Father. And so he takes the spear, runs off quite a ways away. I imagine you don't want to be too close to the king who wants your head when you say, "Hey, I got your spear over here, dude." But David treated Saul with mercy. That's what he did. He allowed that justice that Saul was going to get one of these days to come from God, because David recognized it was not his place to mete out that justice. Not this time. And we see a very similar teaching in the gospel today. Jesus is teaching us to love your enemies and to do good to those who hate you. It doesn't matter who they are. We are not called to live as the people of this earth are called to live. He says, if you lend money and expect repayment, that's not really a credit to you, now is it? That's what everybody does. Jesus Christ calls us to be merciful, as our Heavenly Father is merciful. And one of those mercies I already talked about. Jesus Christ came and he offered us eternal salvation and heaven and this ability to be with God. But as Catholics, there's even more, and we know that because we have two amazing things. We have the Eucharist, which Christ gives us at every single Mass. He gives us himself, body and blood and soul and divinity in the Eucharist. This great gift where we taste those things of heaven. But he also gives us the ability to experience God's mercy in such a deep and profound way through the sacrament of confession. When we go and we tell God, "Lord, you know, I messed up." David messed up too, right? He messed up pretty bad in the Old Testament. But because he knew of God's mercy and always turned back to him, that's why David is so great, and that's what he can teach us, even in the sacrament of confession, that there is nothing we can do that cannot be forgiven, so long as we go before God and we say, "I'm sorry, I really want to do better. Even if we only sort of mean it, right? It has to be imperfect contrition. It doesn't have to be perfect. And so that is the mercy with which God treats each and every one of us. And so as we go through our lives, let us strive to be those ones who bear the image of the Heavenly One. And let us strive to be merciful, just as our Heavenly Father is merciful.